I think if we look at Parshas Baalischa and connect the dots properly, we find a very interesting theme that runs throughout the Parsha, which teaches us an interesting yesod, and maybe we can focus on that idea and understand it properly. We'll start with the later part of the Parsha and then come back to the beginning. Understand, Parshas Baalischa always follows very soon after Shavuos, and the Torah brings an episode that's indeed what took place right after Bnei Yisrael makabel the Torah at Har Sinai. The end of Perek Yud in the Parsha, Torah tells us, "Vayusam Har Hashem derech shleishis yomim," that they traveled away from Har Hashem. They traveled away from Har Sinai. They had been camped there, and now it came to move on. Essentially, it came to move to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they traveled away. Then we know famously that the Torah interrupts itself with the two nuns, the inverse nuns, two psukim, which are out of order in terms of where they come in, and then the Torah continues on. And here the Gemara tells us, the well-known Gemara in Shabbos, Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph, according to one sheet, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, "Asid the parsha zusha teyokim mikan v'tichtev v'mekayma." This parsha of Vayid Min Seya Ha'ara and Vayim Amosha Uvnucha Yomar, that La'asad Lave will be taken out where it is in its place here in Parshas Baalischa, and put back in its appropriate place, which is in Parshas Bamidbar, when it's talking about when they camped and they traveled. Moshe Rabbeinu said this tefillah every time they traveled, every time they camped. He said Vayim Soya, and he said Vunucha Yomar. This is not the appropriate place for it. Says the Gemara of Olam HaKos V'Kan, why is it brought over here? Kedei Lahavzik Ben Peronius Rishayna LePeronius Shaniya. What's the Peronius Shniya? The Gemara says, Vayiyom Kemis Oininim. Peronius Rishayna, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. So here we have a Machlokes, Rashi in the Gemara and Tosfos, but we'll focus on over here what the Ramban says, which is like Tosfos says in the Gemara. Interesting, Rashi doesn't explain exactly here what the Peronius is, but we have the first Peronius, the way it's understood by Chazal, the first Aveira, the first sin that Klal Yisrael did was Vayisu Mayar Hashem. The next sin that they did was Vayiham Kimis Einanim. They complained. And the third sin was Vasafsav Shebekirva His Avu Taiva, that they created a craving for something. And in the understanding of the Ramban based on the Medrash, Vayisu Mayar Hashem is that they ran away Kitina Kabareach Mibes HaSefer. What does that mean? So the Ramban explains it like this, a little bit different than Tosfos. The Ramban says, what were they running away from? Omru, they said, Shema Yarba V'yitin Lanu Mitzvahs. We already got Taryag Mitzvahs, maybe Hashem will give us more Mitzvahs. They said, we had enough for now, and we're leaving. And it almost looked, as it's explained by the Mefarsh, it almost looked like they were doing a great mitzvah because they're really running to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said, no, I know what's in your heart of hearts. You're really running away from Har Sinai. That's the first Peronius, the first Avera, that they were Soromate Har Hashem. We always have to understand, when we're talking about the Dor Dei, we're talking about the generation who stood at Har Sinai and witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal Himself to all men, women and children who were there. When the Torah talks us about an Aveira that they did, it's on their level. And the biggest proof is that as soon as this happened, they were punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed a certain amount of Klal Yisrael because of the Chatam that they did over here. We don't get instantly killed when we do something wrong. Just to show the distance that we have with them. Because the Torah describes they did an Aveira, that was on their level. But we take a lesson from it on our own level. Okay. Aveira number two, after the interruption, is Vayi Am Kimis Oininim. What was that Aveira? What were they complaining about? Mis Oininim, Rashi says, again, it seems like they're trying to wiggle out from doing what they have to for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The third Paraniyah is the final one, is they say, Zacharnu es Hadoga Shenechel Mitzrayim Chinam. We remember what we ate in Mitzrayim, Chinam. What is Chinam? Famous Rashi, Rashi says, Chinam Minam Mitzvahs. Because in Mitzrayim they weren't mitzvah yet, they weren't commanded to do any mitzvahs yet. So you have three Paraniyahs here that the Torah mentions. They ran away from Har Hashem. Ramban says, we're not interested in any more mitzvahs. Kimisainim, they were complaining. Rashi explains they were making excuses how they should be potter from mitzvahs. And number three, they said, Zacharnu es Hadoga Shenechel Chinam, Chinam Minam Mitzvahs. We were free from mitzvahs then. If this is that aspect of the parsha, and I think that's appropriate, why did the Torah stick this in over here? As the Chazal say, this is not really its place. Why did the Torah put it into this parsha? I think you go back to the beginning of the parsha, you find very interesting a pattern of the antithesis of this idea and this attitude towards misfits. We start from the beginning of the parsha. The parsha begins, Dabar alarim v'marta elov b'haloyischus haneiros ilmu p'nei amoneira yairu shivas haneiros. And Rashi right away says, lamam nisum v'parsha amoneira l'parsha sanasim. Why we juxtapose this parsha of commanding Aaron to light the menorah towards that of the giving of the gifts that the Nesim gave at the end of last week's parsha at length. Rashi tells us, l'fisha kesharo, Aaron chanukas ha-nisiyim chol shadaita. Aaron felt bad. What did he feel bad? He felt bad he couldn't partake in this. He couldn't partake in the nisiyim. Shevet Levi didn't give the gifts, the offerings, in the inauguration of the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem says, G'dayl shalachol g'dayl mishalem, I have something in store for you, something special for you too. But what do you see from here, from Aaron? Chol shadaita. What was the problem? There wasn't a commandment you had to bring. But Aaron says, I missed out on that. I missed out on having an extra mitzvah. The opposite of what we see at the end of the parasha. Number two, it says when Aaron was given this tzivoy right here in Pasuk, Gimel Vayas Kein Aaron, the famous Rashi was Vayas Kein Aaron, Shaloi Shina. Aaron did as he was commanded, Shaloi Shina, he didn't change from what Hashem commanded. And the Mefarshim asked, he didn't change him. Hashem said, listen, this is the way you put on tefillin. Were you going to be a chacham and put on tefillin differently? Hashem said, put the shel yad on your hand, the shel rosh on your head. The person is saying, no, I'm going to switch around. What is Rashi telling us? Shel eshina. Rashi is lahagid shivchay shel Aaron shel eshina. It's to call the praises of Aaron. And he didn't change. So the well-known, this Vasemis says, Shalishina means that in his excitement and his enthusiasm towards doing this mitzvah, lighting the menorah, he did so the first time, and he did so the tenth time, and the thousandth time, with that same hislavus, that same excitement, that same simcha of doing the mitzvah. That was the simcha of mitzvah, the shel mitzvah that Aaron HaKohen had. He was missing out on one mitzvah. He felt bad. He should have been have the opportunity to do it. When he was given the mitzvah, he did so the first day and the thousandth day with the same excitement. So Hashem says, that's what he says in this parasha. Elsewhere he says, that's the pshat chanech lenar al pi darkoi gam ki yaskun le'yosur mimenu. When we train ourselves and we train our children to do mitzvahs, we train them when they're a nar. When they're young and excited about things. The first time when a child does a mitzvah, the first time we do a mitzvah. Gam ki yaskun, if we train ourselves that way as a nar, even when we get older, we'll still do the mitzvah as a nar. We'll still do the mitzvah with that same excitement. That's the second place we see this. The third place we see this is when the Levim are taken. And the Levim are told by Moshe that you are going to be serving in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, Kach es HaLevim. What do you mean, take the Levim? We should literally pick them up and take them? That also had to be done by Aaron. But Rashi says, the Pshat is Kach, Kochem Bidvarim. Take them with words. Tell them, Ashreichem shetizku liyoy shamashim lamokim. You have to tell the Levim how fortunate you are that you are chosen to be those who will serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the tzivu here. Kachas Levim. Tell them, Ashreichem, you are so fortunate that they're able to be shamashim lamokim. this idea of appreciating what a mitzvah is. And one more place, I think we see this blatantly in the parsha, is also in this parsha is brought the episode of Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni all about? There were people who were tamei by the first Pesach, they could not bring the korban, and therefore they asked to bring, have another opportunity to bring it. Why were they not there the first Pesach? So the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, they were Isaac in a mace mitzvah, they were burying him. It was Yosef at Sadek at Tabor, a different mace, it was a mace mitzvah. They were potter, they were einus, right? There was no fault of their own. Yet they came with a taina, they came with a complaint to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, Loma Nigora, why should we lose out? So I think here you see clearly in the parsha that this is a theme that the Torah is trying to express to us. That this is what Klal Yisrael, the fault of Klal Yisrael, where they, right after Har Sinai, they were makabel the whole Torah, makabel all the mitzvahs, right away they said, you know, we had enough of it. They ran away. They were complaining about doing so many mitzvahs. They said, we remember we didn't have to do so many mitzvahs. And here the parsha is telling us just the opposite. When it came to Aaron HaKohen, when it came to the Levium, when it came to those who were tamei and couldn't do the Pesach, they wanted to have that opportunity. So I think we should take a moment to explain the idea of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Because I think some people misconstrue the idea of what Simcha Shel Mitzvah is. Simcha Shel Mitzvah is not enjoying doing a mitzvah. How do we know that? The Gemara says, mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu. Mitzvahs are not there to give us pleasure. Mitzvahs are not there to enjoy. The one mitzvah that, on the contrary, we're allowed to enjoy, and the greater enjoyment we have, the greater the mitzvah, the performance of that mitzvah, is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. There it says we should have simcha when we learn Torah. But when David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, what did he mean by that? Did he mean that we should be enjoying the mitzvah that we do? Well, in that case, we'd have to, every mitzvah we'd have to enjoy. The enjoyment of eating a suda on Shabbos and Yom Tov should be the same enjoyment as fasting on Yom Kippur. Right? Do we have that same enjoyment? So what does it mean to have Simcha Shel Mitzvah? It's the Gemara says, mitzvah lav lehonis ninu, they're not there to be enjoyable activities. So what is a Simcha Shel Mitzvah? So it's well known that they are, and the Arizal was Megala, the Sefer Charedim brings this, and it's also quoted by the Mishnah Brura and others, that the Arizal said that all of his deep, the depths of Torah that he received from Shemayim and the Ruach HaKodesh that he was able to have came as a result of him appreciating mitzvahs and having simcha in doing mitzvahs. We see from that, and this Reb Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Aruchos Yosher explains from the Chidah, that even though schar mitzvah b'hai al malekha, the reward for mitzvahs you don't get in this world, but the reward for the simcha shel mitzvah, the reward for the enjoyment that we have for the mitzvah, that we do get in this world. And that's why the Arizal was zeicha in this world for the simcha shel mitzvah. Now, why should we get schar? If we enjoy the mitzvah, we should get schar for that? The answer is that that's not the pshat in Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Not that we enjoy the mitzvah, that we're getting pleasure out of doing the mitzvah. What's the idea of Simcha Shel Mitzvah? So, Reb Chaim, in the Aruch HaShoshah there, quotes a Charedim, which he says is the Lashon of Chazal and the Lashon of the Zohar. The whole mitzvah, mitzvah shetizdamen lei. Every mitzvah that presents itself to a person, doironuhu deshodeh lekudsha baruch hu. It's a gift that Hashem is sending to this person. Therefore, it's understandable then, that if the person shows his extreme simcha in receiving this gift, he's understanding that it's a gift from Shemayim. If we're understanding this is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is giving me a gift, then indeed Hashem says, you deserve reward for that. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah is that a person understands that he's being offered a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something. Mashallah David Amen. A person would have an opportunity to go to an Adam Gadol. And he's talking to the Adam Gadol, he already feels chashuv that he's in the presence of this Adam Gadol. If we're using a mashal, he can use the mashal Ahavdil, person has the opportunity to be in the White House with the President of the United States. And after all the photos are taken, that the President asks him, can you just do me a favor, can you bring this envelope to this and this office? Yeah? Does he enjoy the walking to the office to bring this envelope? No. What's the enjoyment? The enjoyment was that he was asked by this person to do this activity. That's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Allah has kama v'kama. If a person is asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, could you do me a favor? Could you do this and this mitzvah? Hashem is giving us the gift by asking us to do this mitzvah. It's not the activity of doing the mitzvah that's the enjoyment, but it's the opportunity to do for the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's to understand that Hashem is sending me a gift to do something for Him. That's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Or like the Mashgiach Ramatzio used to always say, in the name of the Kuzari. The Kuzari says that the idea of Simcha Shel Mitzvah is, we imagine the most chush of a person, the most wealthy person in town, is making a wedding. And he invites a lot of people. And when a person gets invited to the wedding, and in through the mail slot comes his invitation, a fancy invitation, and he says, wow, I got invited to this wedding. Now, at that moment, is he at the wedding? Is he eating the spare ribs or the lamb chops that they're going to serve? Is he partaking in the delicious food that they're having, enjoying the 16-piece band that they have? No, so what's he so excited about? He's excited because he was invited to the Tchasana. The Kuzari says, every mitzvah that is to a person is like an invitation to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's su'ud that he's going to make. Already, by getting the invitation, he already has simcha. He's not doing anything right now. That's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Simcha Shel Mitzvah is that a person really appreciates that this was a hizdamnus mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was an offer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an invitation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasana that he'll make, the suda that he'll make. That's what Simcha Shel Mitzvah is. It's not that, I enjoy doing this mitzvah. I just love Shabbos because it's so enjoyable. That's not Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Enjoying Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this opportunity to do this mitzvah. That's what Simcha Shel Mitzvah is. Did the Arizal sing and dance when he did a mitzvah? I don't know, but it's irrelevant. What the Arizal had was he had an exhilarating feeling in his heart that he had the opportunity, he was sent a matanah min HaShemayim, he was sent an invitation from HaShemayim to do this activity, to perform this mitzvah. That's what Simcha Shel Mitzvah is. If we want to just test ourselves, do we have Simcha Shel Mitzvah? When we have an opportunity, let's say, to make a bracha, a simple mitzvah deraisa, benching, mitzvah derabbanan, all other brachas, the person is given the gift of saying a bracha. Right? The Zohar tells us that when the Zohar teaches the pasuk Zacharnu Asadog Asher Neichem B'Mitzrayim Chinam, we remember the food we ate in Mitzrayim Chinam. Rashi says chinam and hamitzvahs. The Zohar says chinam in habrachas, because we didn't have to make a bracha. So, a person who forgets he has to bench, and he has to go, he forgot he didn't bench, he has to go back to the table to bench. What's his reaction? Some people's reaction, oh, I have to bench. That's like, mashallah davadayma, that's like the following. You get an invitation to a chasen in the mail, and you open the invitation and you say, oh, I have to go to this wedding. Sometimes people have the reaction. But what would be if it happens to be, unbeknownst to the person, that as he's opening the invitation, he gets, that's his reaction, the person who's making the chasana, who sent him the invitation, is standing right behind him. That's essentially what we're doing when we... I have to go bench now. The Rebbe Yishlam is standing right behind us saying, I just sent you this invitation to do this mitzvah. And that's how you feel about it. Right? That's the Kuzari's marshal of a mitzvah. That's what the Simcha Shel Mitzvah is. It's the real appreciation that every mitzvah that we have, the ones that come regularly, the ones that are tailor-made for a person, that with the understanding that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to us, it's His invitation to us. Person looks at mitzvahs like that, and it takes time, and it takes an appreciation of this, and continuous reminders about it. Then a person gets to an appreciation of doing a mitzvah with the simcha that this is a matana to me. And with this we can understand the right meaning of what the Zohar says. The Zohar says in Parshas Yitzchak, is quoted by Reb Tzadok and others, that Taryag mitzvahs are Taryag eaten. They are 613 eitzes for a person. 613 suggestions. Not to be misunderstood. Oh, they're just suggestions. You know, you do them, you don't want to do them. No, that's not what the Zohar is saying. What the Zohar is saying is that mitzvahs means a commandment. That's true. They're all commandments. We're obligated to do them. But mitzvahs also, if a person gets to the level of having real appreciation of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, he understands that the best eitzah for him. That's the eitzah for a person to be able to sit by the suud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasalavai. The more mitzvahs he does, the Mitzvah Sharm writes in Perek Aleph, the first, the Yisayt Sheb Yisaytis is, the only way we get to Olam Haba and the reward on Olam Haba is through mitzvahs. Hain, those are the things that get a person to Olam Haba. Every mitzvah that's sent that way is an invitation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person appreciates that, understand that, then he really has Simcha Shel Mitzvah. This is what Aaron HaKohen had, this is what the Levim were told, Kachas HaLevim HaShreichem, that you were chosen to be Shamash Shem Lamakum. This is what the people who were Tomei felt, that's what they're missing out on. Of course they're Potter, of course they're Oynis, I'm missing out. Of course I don't have to go to this wedding, I wasn't invited. But I would have liked to be there, had I been invited. This is a yisayit, I think, that the parasha is telling us. Second Erev Shabbos.